Then they are separated. The reason is only because of some sin. إِلَّا بِالذَّنْبِ يُصِيبُهُ أَحَدُهُمَا. One of them committed a sin. Allah despised and disliked that sin so much, Allah separated them. Any difficulty man goes through in life, the primary cause is sin. Yesterday, Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Damat Barakatuhum explained, وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْضَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا. When we go through political problems, when a person sees, we see the kuffar have taken control over the Muslims, and what evil they have done to the Muslims, what oppression they have meted out. The reason is just one sin. It is the sins which mankind has committed. بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Our sins are our biggest enemy. And as long as a person doesn't realize that we are sinful, and as long as we don't make effort to remove these sins, then man will always remain in a loss. Unfortunately, our problem today, so much may Allah Ta'ala forgive all of us, the biggest problem and sickness within all of us is we are not ready to admit. And as long as we are not ready to admit, a person can never go front. As long as we think we are okay, we think we are good, we think there is no problem with us, until that time there, a man will never be able to progress. The moment he realizes, I am full of fault. The moment he realizes, I need to start making effort on my islah. I need to correct myself. I need to change my life. I need to get rid of these gunas. Then only a person will start moving forward. And how many? There are so many sins today, unfortunately, which are made to look as virtues. Photography today has become the norm. Everyone is involved. And even the so-called learned, even they don't regard it as evil anymore. Even they don't feel hurt in their heart when they see photography all around. Even they don't go, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam walked into his house. He saw there were pictures on the curtain. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face turned red. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused to enter into that house. Why? There are pictures. This is incorrect. It's not supposed to be here. Really, all of us, if we look into ourselves, we see that unfortunately this is what one sin. The terribleness of the sin has went out. We look around generally today in the world, insurance, interest has become common. And we as Muslims, we make excuses for it also. The reason being, the weakness of our own iman. So the first step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is we need to get rid of these sins. Today, the sins of pornography, the sins of haram mixing, haram chatting with different people of different areas of the world, and so easily, evil pictures on our phones, television, videos, insurance, riba, these are all sins which have become so normal. And there are many, many more sins. A person who looks into his life, he will see that we are full of sins. So much so that even our ibadah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us, but even our ibadah is not worthy of presenting in front of Allah. Allah in His greatness, and our ibadah which is so useless, with no concentration, in what the way we do our ibadah. Just yesterday somebody was telling me, we were going to the masjid. So he said, Mawlana Abdul Haq Makda from Durban, said when he goes to the masjid with anybody, he tells the person that we are going to visit the king today. Today we are going to meet our Allah. Understand what a great thing. We just come laxy-daisy, we walk into the masjid. These are all major issues, spiritual issues we have to deal with ourselves. Anyway, what I was saying is that our biggest problem is sin. Sin, this is the root cause of every problem the Muslim Ummah is facing. Now what is the solution out of sin? How do we get out? And many times there are many, many sins. When a person is involved, it becomes like an addiction. He just can't free himself. Drug is one sin like that, we all know. It's common, understood. Like that pornography, it's an addiction. Like that love of dunya is an addiction. It grips a person. A person can't get out of it. And many, many ghibat is an addiction. A person becomes so addicted, suddenly he can't see enjoyment in life without my ghibat, without backbiting regarding somebody. And because of the distance becoming so entrenched in our life, a person finds it very difficult to get out. So, inshallah, if we get tawfiq, I just mentioned two a'mal. If a person does these two a'mal, inshallah, these two a'mal will very shortly pull him out of this. First, to get out of sin, all we need, only one thing we need. إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. Our nafs will continue commanding us towards evil. The only time it won't be able to take control of us, it won't be able to push us into evil, is that moment when Allah's mercy comes down upon us. All we actually need is Allah's mercy. And for this there are these two simple prescriptions. One is what we just read now, لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. This is one very powerful prescription Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given from his side. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. Something happened, so Abdullah ibn Mas'ud recited La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do you know what the tafsir of these words are? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, Allah wa rasuluhu a'lam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the tafsir of these words, La hawla an ma'asiyatillah illa bi ismatillah. A person can never avoid sins except if Allah protects him from that sin. وَلَا قُوَّةَ عَلَىٰ طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا بِعَوْنِ اللَّهِ. And a person can never do any good actions. He can never carry out any good actions except if Allah helps him to carry it out. Without Allah's help, we can do no good. Without Allah's protection, we can be safe from no evil. A person who repeats this continuously, what we are saying in simple words, oh Allah, I am useless. Oh Allah, I can do nothing. Oh Allah, I can give up no sin. Oh Allah, I can do no good action. Whatever you allow me to do, I only need your help. When a person presents himself like this in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is mentioned in other narrations, Allah announces, Aslama abdi wastaslam. My servant, Aslama. Fawwada sa'ira umuri al-ka'inat ila Allah ta'ala bi asliha. My servant has handed over all of his matters and all of the matters of the world into Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's control. He has handed over everything, he has passed on everything. Wallah, I can do nothing. Wallah, you do everything. When a person now does this, and wastaslam, inqada wa taraka al-inad, my servant now has become obedient. He has given up his disobedience. When a person now, he's saying this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wallah, I handed my affairs over to you. That's what he's saying by La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So Allah is saying, this is what my servant has done. He's handed over his affairs to me, now I take control of all his matters. And he's become obedient, now I am happy with him. If Allah, as the Marana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Rahmatullah Ali used to say that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is announcing this, just imagine a person says this 100 times in a day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one day is announcing 100 times, this servant is obedient. It is beyond, man can never understand, it is beyond Allah's honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow this person to remain sin. Within a short period of time, Allah will start drawing this person closer. And as Imran Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that in the hadith we are commanded, Akthiru, read it in abundance. And the least amount of abundance generally in Arabic, 70 is used to explain abundance, express abundance. So he said at least 70 times a day. If a person wants to come out of sin, at least 70 times a day. And if we're too lazy for that also, if we're too lazy for 70 times, then at least 7 times. Because man ja'a bil hasanati falahu ashru amsali. You bring one good deed to Allah, Allah will give 10 times more. A person reads it at least 7 times in a day. Inshallah, through the barakat of this year, Allah's mercy will come down on this. Allah will be announcing from the heavens that this servant of mine, he has become obedient. Very shortly, Allah will pull us first. The second, very easy, simple solution. A person makes istighfar. And istighfar in abundance. We know we are full of fault. We know we are full of sin. But keep on crying to Allah. Admit our fault. Oh Allah, I am full of fault. Oh Allah, you help me. Oh Allah, only you can take me out of this sin. In the ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. That person who believes and he makes tawbah to Allah and he does good actions, then as a result, as Imam Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi said, Allah inspired me with this understanding of this ayah. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Allah will change his evil into good. As Thani rahmatullah alayhi explains, one tafsir of this year is that those haram inclinations which are within him, that sin which he is involved in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will slowly draw him out of the sin and Allah will bring him into good actions. In akhirah then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with a man wherein Allah will turn his sins into good. But in this world already Allah will draw you out. A person who holds on to these two actions daily, at least a few times, at least 7 times, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And daily istighfar. And istighfar not just words, but with some feeling. Oh Allah, I am such a sinner. Oh Allah, I ask your forgiveness. Astaghfirullah. I ask your forgiveness. Nobody can forgive you, can forgive me besides you. When Allah's mercy will come down on this person here, then very soon he will see Allah will start drawing him out of that sin. And Allah will bring him into a life of good which he never thought possible. He never thought I can become so obedient to Allah. And suddenly he'll be so obedient to Allah. This will be Allah's favor upon him. And this will be Allah's kindness which will be showered down on him. On the basis of these two simple actions, a person will see that his life in this world already becomes a life of Jannah because of his connection with Allah, his communication with Allah. All problems also will become minor problems. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove the majorness of problems from his eyes. And all what affects him in the world also, it will be like hardly a fly sat on him. He won't even realize the difficulties will come, but it won't seem like anything. And those major difficulties which come as a result of Allah's punishment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will totally save him from that. May Allah grant me tawfiq, grant us all tawfiq. Let us all recite Surah Yasin, and may Allah grant us tawfiq to make this a wild practice every day of our life.